you're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 22, Session 2, Jesus Healed a Woman and a Girl. Now, my question always is, what is this about? This one actually deserves a little bit more of explanation. So, Karen, this is your moment to shine.
I'm so excited. I can't believe I get to do this. Yeah. Jesus did heal a woman and a girl, but the big idea of the session is that Jesus showed his power as Messiah by healing the woman and bringing the girl back to life.
Yeah, and this is the encounter where the woman had some bleeding issue that we will talk about in a minute. And encourage you not to talk about very much in this session. And then this girl, Jairus' daughter, who ends up dying, Jairus comes and says, hey, she's sick, can you come? And she dies, and he resurrects her. So these they overlap. So let's move. I just kind of hinted at it. Let's just kind of talk about it. Any areas needing caution or extra time? And I know this is a big one.
Yeah. I mean, definitely the bleeding issue is kind of a tough topic. Our suggestion, my suggestion, preschool in particular, is just don't bring it up. You know, like, I mean, if preschoolers ask, you can say that she had a sickness that made her bleed all the time, kind of like she had a boo-boo that didn't stop bleeding. You know, maybe with older kids, if it comes up, you could get into that being like a clean and unclean issue, but I probably would just avoid it. And honestly, it's really not an important detail to the story. It's not part of the main point. You really want to focus on the fact that Jesus healed the sick that this woman had had for a long time, 12 years, in fact.
Yeah, and I think that's wise for all kids. I think you're right. If older kids ask, you might give a little bit more details about the uncleanliness rules. I would not explain why this made her unclean.
True.
But I think that she had this for so long and tried everything she could.
Yes, good point.
And nothing made her better. I think for older kids, just to explain, well, some issues, some illnesses, just be vague, some illnesses and so forth, we know made somebody unclean, which means they could not relate with people. I think that's an important detail that older kids can handle.
And
but
they
again,
saw
just don't
that last
why.
Week, saw it last week with the men with leprosy. Yeah.
So you don't explain why.
Yeah.
Leviticus has some crazy stuff in it.
Yeah, you can make some preteen girls pretty uncomfortable, so don't do it.
So
and preteen
one,
boys at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think this one, it's best just to kind of stay vague.
Yeah, agreed. So yeah, I really don't see anything else too worrisome from this session, from a preschooler perspective or kids for that matter. So I'm just going to jump into some of the activities just to kind of give you tips and some advice. In both the preschool leader guide and the babies and toddlers leader guide, we really jumped on the woman touching Jesus's robe and have some fabric activities. And, you know, sometimes fabric can be hard to come by. So just wanted to give you some ideas of, you know, I think these activities, I feel like, are worth doing. I feel like it's an opportunity to do something different that we don't do every week. So a good place to find these are, first of all, you know, go through the stuff that you're planning to take, you know, to get rid of, throw away, donate, especially if you have stuff that's in such bad condition you can't even donate it. You know, would be a great way to gather some old clothes and cut out for fabric. Another thing is to go to a Goodwill, you know, and purchase, just like, especially if you can go when they're having one of their sales and get some old clothes that you could use for fabric. Check out fabric stores, have little samples. They'll cut a little sample for you, take advantage of that. And then too, do you have somebody in your congregation who sews? Like, it's worth asking them, you know, if they have some fabric that they don't need anymore and they'd be willing to donate it. So yeah, I definitely think it's worth the effort to, you know, get the fabric for this activity. You know, the use of touch is such a great sensory activity. It engages logical learners who like to sort. In preschool in particular, we're sorting the fabric, and it's going to stimulate a visual learner with all the different colors and patterns. So I just encourage you to take advantage of that activity. I think it's fun and different. Another thing that you'll see in the preschool leader guide is worship with music, and you'll see this occasionally where we say, you know, bring out rhythm instruments if you have them. This is just such a great way to help musical learners connect with the Bible story. So I just want to say, too, if you don't have a lot of rhythm instruments, you know, there's so many many great DIY options. So you can go look on, you know, Pinterest or just Google, you know, homemade rhythm instruments for your classroom. And you can save them and use them for later sessions. It's going to be worth your time to do that. And then if you have a little bit more in your budget, I think it's worth it to check out school supply stores, especially online, have really great rhythm instruments that are specially designed for preschoolers and children. You know, they can get a little bit expensive, but I think it's worth making the investment. But that's something that you have to decide for your ministry and budget. But it, again, it really engages musical learners. And if you buy the ones that from the supply stores, they're going to be good quality and they're probably going to last you a long time. Another activity in the preschool leader guide is my journal about Jesus. It's a fun little journal where kids kind of like interact with the session. But, the writer actually originally planned for it to carry into other sessions. But I really try to give you guys more than you even, you know, need. So I wanted to make sure you had lots of options. So feel free to do that yourself. You can keep those at church, reuse them the next week, add more as they learn about Jesus healing people. So the Babies and Toddlers Leader Guide also has where you can work on puzzles. And I wanted to give another tip about puzzles is it's so easy to DIY a Bible story picture poster or make a puzzle by taking the Bible story picture poster. You know, you can print it on cardstock. You can glue it to construction paper and show the rim so kids can match the color, glue it to foam board. So I really think you should never be without puzzles about Jesus because you can always repurpose your Bible story picture posters. And two, it's also a great way to involve other people in your ministry who maybe don't like kids, don't want to serve with kids. But, you know, a group of senior adult ladies probably would not mind making some puzzles out of your own pictures. I know that, like, when I was on church staff, we had a lot of high school students who were required to complete a certain number of volunteer hours and also had some homeschool kids who would come up and volunteer. So I think just keep like a running list of things that you could have volunteers do. And then when people pop in and they have some free time, you know, you can take advantage of that and build your puzzle stash. But you could even like plan like a quarterly teacher gathering and y'all get together and, you know, you make puzzles. A great way just to fellowship together and be productive at the same time.
Now, normally I don't have much to offer in tips for the younger kids and the older kids. Most of the activities I think are pretty much what they are. But every once in a while I see something that requires or might require a note of caution. This is one. Mm-hmm. In older kids, we suggest this clothespin game where you put clothespins, the kids put clothespins and they have to grab. And the leader guide will suggest rightly, hey, where to put them around the waist area. Mm-hmm. I just want to... And this, I hope this is common sense. I hope somebody hearing say, no kidding, Brian.
Yeah.
Just be wise on where kids put those, especially older kids. I mean, you just want to be careful that they don't put them in certain places that are just uncomfortable or inappropriate.
Yes.
So just kind of keep an eye on that. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's shift gears.
Yes.
That's enough on the words of caution and so forth. What are we excited about God potentially doing in this session? Karen, what kind of raises to the surface for you?
Well, I have a lot, and I feel like I've talked a lot, but I'm going to keep talking. So first of all, as a female, I just really value seeing Jesus's interaction with females, and I love how he called this woman with a bleeding issue daughter. I just think that's so special, especially in a culture where women were not valued. You know, Jesus, you see him continually lifting women up and showing them honor. And I also think it's a cool thing that he has so much power that even touching his clothes brought healing. So, yeah. Something else I wanted to say too is I feel like these sessions are so applicable to real life for kids because kids may see some horrific illnesses. And I was thinking back just as we were working on these sessions, I always feel it's interesting how the Lord seems to have something going on in my life or somebody close to me when I'm working on a session and they're very applicable. So for this session, or focusing on healing, at that time, my appraisal reader who reads our the leader guides for age appropriateness, her husband had a stroke. One of my good friends who's a children's minister in North Carolina, also a young mom, got diagnosed with cancer. And then two, just even an artist that I follow on Instagram, her 7-year-old daughter had a severe brain injury that has left her with significant brain trauma. And it's interesting to still be following that story on Instagram, the 7-year-old girl named Ava, but her parents will post pictures of her young friends with her while she's, you know, sitting in a wheelchair. And I just can't help but think how the Lord is using this horrible thing that has happened to their friend to help them learn compassion and how to care for those who are sick or hurting and still to include them, you know, in their lives. And, yeah, in each of these cases, my friend, our reader's husband, the Lord has yet to bring miraculous healing, but so far he is healing, and it's a very slow process. But I just love that the kids that surround these families are learning who to turn to when sickness and injury come. And I think about how hard it must be to go through something so tragic, you know, not knowing the Lord. So I love that this teaches kids to turn to Jesus in these times.
Definitely. And Karen, you mentioned appraisal reader. I think this is a good time to explain a little bit further. So everything that we produce, we send outside the building. These are people that are not on staff at Lifeway. Mm-hmm. These are people who, though, are known to be have some input on that age. So either they work in that age group or something. Mm-hmm. And so we will send all the content. They read everything and give us feedback. As you said, mostly on age appropriateness. Mm-hmm. Are we using age appropriate language, activities, and so forth? And it's a real help for us as we craft the content.
Yeah.
So one thing I'm excited about this session is just so great for us to be able to lift up faith for our kids. Both these accounts showed amazing faith in these individuals. The woman who was healed, she had this faith that she could just touch Jesus, his robes, and she would be healed. And then this Jairus, he comes with this amazing faith that, hey, my daughter's sick, you can make her well. And they're put there strategically. They are put together because the gospel writers want us to see that these individuals are placing faith in who Jesus is and what he's able to do. And so we generally will focus on who Jesus is, what he's done, and we should. Mm-hmm. That's what we need kids to see. We need them to see who Jesus is, trust in him, see his beauty. But we can't miss the Bible's calling on us to place faith in him, not only for salvation, but in everyday living. What we want is we want kids to trust in Jesus, respond to the gospel, but then as they're seeking to live out the gospel in their lives and through their lives, that requires faith still. Mm-hmm. We have to trust in God as we follow him. He calls us to do things that at times are going to stretch us. And so we want kids to see, man, I can have faith. I want to have faith like this. He is worth having faith in. He deserves that faith. He will not fail me, and I want to be a person of faith. So it's a great model that we see in this passage. I'm excited about kids can be able to see that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right, so let's wrap it up there then. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.